Welcome to the 5th Annual Henry Burris All-Star Weekend. Darian Durant of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Darian, good evening. First of all, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's a great weekend, great opportunity for me to get out here and mingle with some of the all-time greats of the CFL and also Henry, so it's a great thing for me.
Now, how did you get invited to this? Does Henry pick up the phone and call, or how does that work?
Yeah, me and Henry over the years have become pretty good friends, and I told him that whenever he needed me or if he wanted me to do something for him, then I would, without a doubt. And he called me up and asked me to come out, and it was a no-brainer for me.
We'll start with the golf. How did the golf go on Friday?
Well, actually, I didn't get a chance to golf. I got in a little late. My flight got in a little late, but I was able to get out there and mingle with everyone and get on the course a little bit and just joke around a bit, so that was fun.
Are you a golfer?
No, not at all. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't get the opportunity to golf, because it would have been disastrous.
Now, what about today? Were you out helping the kids?
Oh, definitely. Today was great. We got a chance to work with the younger kids earlier this morning, and then, the older kids as the afternoon came about. But, it was great. There's a lot of talent around here, and it was just great to see the support for Henry and the cause that he's working with.
Darian Durant of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, our guest here on the Fan 960 and Fan960.com. Take us back to last year. Now that it's behind you and you've had a chance to reflect, what a wild year for you. How do you put it into, what terms do you put it into?
Man, I guess the best way to sum it up is just the beginning for me. I think that was... I had some highs and some lows, and I think that, everyone has obstacles put in front of them for a reason. And maybe it wasn't my time to capture the championship at the end of the year. Maybe it wasn't our time as a team. But, we're going to look at the positives that came from that. We have pretty much the same nucleus of our team back. I feel like we're a better team, and we're basically won the Grey Cup last year, so I'm looking forward to getting this thing started. But it's been a great year for me.
I don't want to bog down on that one moment, but let me ask you this: as a player, as an athlete, did you seek out advice from a mentor or somebody on how to deal with what happened?
No. I mean, I think the best thing, just like if you had a death in your family or something like that, time heals all wounds.
Right.
Luckily, we didn't have another game to play. And, we had a chance to just have some time to get over that moment. And, it's going to be something that we'll never forget as a team, because we all know how hard it is to get to the Grey Cup. And not only get to the Grey Cup, but have the lead with no time on the clock. We know what it takes. And, after time has passed, as you can see, I'm stumped for my words right now, because, the moment... It's just hard to explain, and it was a tough moment for us all. But like I said, luckily time is on our side, and we have a chance to get over it.
Safe to say, though, going into this season, you have been able to harness it, or will harness that and use that as motivation?
Definitely. It's definitely a motivational thing for us. I have a redemption mentality. We have Montreal to open up the season in our house. And, it's our chance to put our foot down on the season, from week one on. And what better way to do it than against the guys who basically snatched our heart out, last November. So just looking forward to it.
Let me ask you this. Who was 12 months ago? Who was Darian Durant?
I don't know. I mean, 12 months ago, I would say I was a guy who was about to come into camp and, competing for a job, still trying to prove myself, not only to the coaches but my teammates, and just in a proven mode, I guess, and that was my mentality, and I still have a long way to go, and I'm just looking forward to proving my doubters wrong every day and showing Saskatchewan and my teammates that they made a great choice by putting me ahead of the franchise.
When do you feel it became your team, your job? Because we, from afar, we'd call somebody and talk to him and say, "Well, what's going on with the Riders?" Well, Darian started off well, but is he a stop? Yeah, you really took over that team, but when?
I think the telltale was when we came out here and played Calgary, and we had a last second touchdown to Chris Getzlaf. The way that before the game, you know, Coach Miller made an announcement that he was going to put Steven Giles in, and as a competitor and as a quarterback, you know, you don't want to share time, and you know, that made me sit back and refocus and get myself together and make sure that there was never a time where he had to even think about taking me out the game. So I think after that game, you know, with us being able to pull out a win late in the game, showed the coaches, showed my teammates that, you know, this guy's going to fight with us to the end. He's going to always give us a chance to win. And, you know, that's all you can ask for.
Darren Durant of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, our guest here on the Fan 960, fan960.com. Pat?
Tell me about the offseason so far. And from a real positive standpoint, your team goes out, makes the huge move at the draft, and brings in the consensus number one pick in Shamari Williams. Just seems like a really smart football guy and a physical freak. How excited are you to get that guy on your team?
It's going to be great for us, especially with the loss of Stevie Bags and John Chick.
Yeah.
You know, Shamari definitely has a chance to come in and you know, make a name for himself. And, you know, we're always looking for big-time character guys, and he is that. You know, along with being a great athlete, he's coming into the perfect situation where he has a chance to compete right away. And that's all you can ask for. And, you know, so I look forward to working with him and seeing what he can do.
Because that was where I was going to go next, those two big-name losses going south of the border to the NFL. First of all, what type of guys were they, not just on the football field, but how important were they to that dynamic of that Rider locker room?
Huge, huge. You know, Stevie and John, you know, they were, you know, they were leaders in their own way. But, you know, with them being, you know, different characters, you could relate to. If you were more like Stevie, then you related to him. If you're more like John, then you related to him. And you need that, you know, balance in the locker room. It's going to be tough with the loss of those guys. You know, their production speaks for itself. But, you know, their importance in our locker room, leadership. You know, somebody has to show the young guys how to watch film,
yeah,
how to take care of your body. Little things like that, you know, the outsiders really don't get a chance to see. So, you know, we definitely have to have some guys step up. And I think a guy like Baron Simpson can step in and, you know, take up for the loss of those guys along with the leadership Eddie Davis brought to our defense.
Had to be a treat for you as a quarterback watching those two guys off the edge when you're sitting on the sidelines doing what they did, making it so difficult on your counterparts at that position.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I know, you know, how much havoc a great duo of DNs can cause. And the havoc that Stevie and John wrecked last year was just a joy to watch. And, you know, Coach Echeverry always put those guys in a position where they could make plays. So, you know, I'm just hoping that we have someone that can step in. It's a wide-open competition, and hopefully someone could come in and take over that production.
And it's not really about replacing them, is it? It's more about, yeah, everybody else has got to step up.
Exactly. I mean, everyone needs their opportunity, and this is a prime-time opportunity for guys to step up and step in and show what they can do. You know, we're not asking them to be Stevie Bags or John Chick. We're just asking, do your part. Take care of your gaps. Stay outside if you need to. And everyone else will do their job, and plays will be made.
Arian Durant of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, our guest here on the Fan 960 and Fan960.com. Ken Miller intrigues me. Tell me something I don't know about Ken Miller, your coach.
Oh, man. That, I think, yeah, what you see is what you get with him. You know, a lot of people ask, well, is he really that calm? Is he really, you know, basically an overseer? And he is. You know, that demeanor that he has, it carries over to the team. And, you know, if you're calm and you're collected and you always think that you have a chance, then in the fourth quarter you'll be right in the game. And that's the presence that he brings to us.
What about your relationship with him? Is he a teacher or is he a sounding board? What is he for you?
I mean, to be honest, he's a little bit of everything. He's a mentor, a teacher, a leader. You know, he's all of that to me. You know, Coach Miller has been one of the few people that stuck by me every step of the way. And, you know, with his guidance, you know, I can honestly say that I don't think I'd be here right now. So, you know, I owe everything to him, basically, and I appreciate so much what he's done for me in my career.
What do you know today about your position that you didn't know a year ago, now that you've had that 1 year under your belt as a starter?
You know, I think that you get to see the game in a different perspective now. When you get a whole season under your belt, now you can go in all season and you know, go tit for tat on the things that you did wrong, what you need to improve on. How does a team play you, you know, and to be able to see that is good. And, you know, another thing I learned is, you know, how to deal with being a quarterback in Rider Nation. And, you know, it's a tough task, but, you know, they're passionate about their football, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Let's talk about that. You know, as a guy who's come to this country, you see our passion for hockey as a nation. It's equal by that province's passion for you as a team.
Exactly.
Is it equivalent to your college experience? Have you been around anything like this before?
No, I can honestly say no. You know, college, it's similar to a college environment, but, you know, just the support off the field is so much different. You know, everywhere you go in the province, outside of the province, you know, there's tremendous Rider support.
Yeah.
Our fans are great. They're the best in the U.S., if you ask me. Not in the U.S., I'm sorry, in North America, if you ask me. So it's just great being around them. And you know, I wouldn't want to be any other place than where I'm at now.
Did you play a true road game last year?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I hate to say that.
Yeah.
Like, it bugs the hell out of me when you guys come. But it's got to be as a Rider. It's got to be.
It's great. It's great. You know, that shows you, whether we go to Montreal or whether we go to Vancouver, from coast to coast, there's just tremendous support for us. Our fans are going to find a way to get in the stadium, and that's great. So it's especially when we come here. You know, when they have a home game out here, if they're having a last-minute drive or something, to have crowd noise on our side in an away stadium is just, you can't ask for anything more.
Can you, because we all need to get away, but can you get away in Regina? Is it possible for Darian Durant to be on his own to get your time away?
If I stay home, yes.
But that's the only way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's good, though. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. Sometimes I go out and I may go in Walmart in the middle of the day when I know everyone is there, you know, just because I want the province and I want everyone to know that, you know, I'm a part of them. Even though, you know, for one day out the week I go out there and I battle my butt off, but, you know, every other day I'm just a regular citizen just like everyone else.
What about the response that you got? I mean, we talked off the top about the Grey Cup not going your way. Was there any moment in time where you worried about going back and how they would handle that?
It's only natural, I guess. And we're human. Of course, you know, you can say that you don't worry about what people say, but sometimes you do, and sometimes, you know, you think about it. You know, all I know is that I went out there and I played my butt off. I did all I could do. I left it all on the field every game for the whole season. And that's all I can do. All I can do is what I'm capable of doing. There's 11 other guys out there with me. And, you know, if we all individually aren't taking care of our job, then we won't win as a team.
He's Darian Durant from the Saskatchewan Roughriders, our guest here on the Fan 960, fan960.com. We won't keep you too much longer. Warren Moon's making the keynote address tonight. Influence on you? Any thoughts on Warren Moon?
Oh, man, it's great to have him here. I had a chance to sit and talk with him earlier, and, you know, he kind of led the way for quarterbacks like myself to be able to play professional ball. You know, we're not the prototypical size quarterback, and you know, the success that he had up here opened up the door for, you know, a lot of guys of my stature, and you know, I guess you could call him the pioneer, I guess.
Absolutely. Final question for you, and it's something Pat and I were talking about earlier. You look at Ricky Ray, Anthony Calvillo, Henry Burris, you're right there. Statistically, you're right there. Do you see yourself in that group, or do you still have to prove something this year?
I mean, of course, I'm very confident in my ability, but these are guys who've had season after season of that kind of success. And, you know, I don't think I should be mentioned in that category until I continuously have success and have successful seasons and continuously bring home games to Saskatchewan and appearances in Grey Cups. So, you know, last year was good, but last year is over. It's time to refocus and, you know, get this thing back rolling and prove once again that we deserve to be, you know, one of the top teams in the league.
Who's the number one rival for the Riders these days?
It's Calgary, of course. Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you've done a really poor job of demonizing you, or not demonizing yourself. I wanted you to come on here and be a bad guy, but such a nice guy. It's hard not to hope good things for you. It was a pleasure watching you last year.
Thank you.
An honor to spend some time with you here. I hope you enjoy your evening. And
thank you so much.
I wish you the best of luck, except when you play Calgary this year.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Darian, a pleasure.
Thank you.